T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Star 102 plays more music while you work from home and listen on radio.com. It is the Jen and Tim Show as we continue to cover Cleveland. And Dr. Amy Edwards, an infectious disease specialist at UH Rainbow, joins the show.
Dr. Edwards, what did you think after the announcement of the process to start opening Ohio?
It's exactly what I was expecting. It's not supposed to be this big fanfare where everybody comes out all at once. It's supposed to be a slow, gradual process. That's exactly what I was expecting.
So many of us have vacations scheduled in June and July and August. Do you think that those should remain scheduled?
That's a hard one to answer. You know, at this point, it's going to be so hard to tell where the hot spots are going to be over the summer. You have to think about what happens if you travel and an outbreak happens where you travel and you get stuck there. Or you have to come back here and do 14 days of quarantine because you were exposed. You just have to be careful.
So, Dr. Edwards, if you think you had COVID-19, should you go get this antibody test that people are talking about?
Right now, the antibody test is not as accurate as it needs to be. There's a lot of interaction with the antibodies that we make for human coronavirus, which is one of the causes of the common cold. And so while they're using it in some states, the numbers have given me a lot of pause, and I just don't think the test is there yet. I think the accuracy is very lacking, and I fear that we would give people a false sense of, oh, you've had it, when in reality all you had was a human coronavirus.
Dr. Amy Edwards, an infectious disease specialist at UH Rainbow, joins the Jen and Tim Show. And Dr. Edwards, you read that the number of testing will double. Will that be going still to the primary candidates, if you will, the elderly and also the frontline workers?
That's my assumption. The governor wasn't very clear about that. Certainly that should focus on high-risk areas first, so our nursing homes, our prisons, and then as testing capacity expands, you roll it out more and more, you know, into broader areas of the community.
So we know businesses will slowly start to reopen. We know shopping centers will slowly start to reopen. But any idea on when you think we'll get news about salons and restaurants reopening?
That's going to depend on how well we do. If people continue with aggressive social distancing, even with things starting to open up, and if we don't see another spike, then I think as May goes on, you know, we could start to see some of these things open. I think it is going to be key to think about what do you need to do versus what would you like to do. But that's the other key to this is confidence. If we're all out here doing what we need to do, wearing masks, washing our hands, avoiding contact as much as possible, then we can keep our numbers low and people can start to do some of those things that they want to do with confidence that they'll be safe. But if 2 weeks from now we're looking at rising numbers, it doesn't matter what you open up. People are going to be scared and they're not going to want to go out.
And Dr. Edwards, have things begun to slow down at the hospital?
It has. Now that some of the policies have become a little bit more routine, And people are getting used to kind of our new normal, it's definitely eased up a bit.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.